Went to a used record store in Nashville, Tennessee. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love going and looking at all the old record albums. And
really?
I do. Oh, it's hard to work sometimes.
With what?
With these fine gentlemen back here who like to mutter words of encouragement from anything from stand up straight to sing it, you heifer. The encouragement just goes on and on. Yes. Of course, yes. Anyway, I was at the used record store, and I this place called The Great Escape in Nashville, Tennessee, and they've got, you know, all these old albums, and they've got, you know, cassette tapes, and they've got 8-tracks and comic books, and you can get a life-size poster of C-3PO if you want to. But I went to get to look in the albums, and I went to one of my favorite singers' sections in there, Michael McDonald. And I started looking through there, and, you know, I saw some of the stuff with the Dewey Brothers and Steely Dan and what have you. And I came across this black and white covered record that said, The Early Sounds of Michael McDonald. And I thought, early sounds, Michael McDonald. Just how early are these sounds? So I flipped the record over to see what was on there, and they were all original tunes, you know, that he had made up back when he was still living in St. Louis, Missouri. And I thought, well, maybe there might be something sad and pathetic that we might enjoy. So there came a title on there called It Don't Matter Now, and I thought, well, that sounds like a drag. So I bought the record and went home and put it on the turntable, and sure enough it was. So we recorded it, because we don't want anybody listening to us feeling good. Oh, I don't want to.
Me neither.
I don't want to feel good about it.